enable the Fox FM skill in the Amazon Alexa app.
And access more fun with Kyle, Chris, and Jackie anytime.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
I know it's Friday because it's Get Fit time.
Yeah.
Nick and Reader Get Fit. It's going on strong, and we're just finishing our third week.
Yes, we'll be heading back to Anytime Fitness this afternoon for a burn session.
Looking forward to that.
Our next group session, so they're going to put us to work. It's going to be a good time.
So it's been 3 weeks. There's been some ups and downs. Mm-hmm. I know, speaking personally for myself, literally the first week we started this, I found out that I have a heart condition.
Yeah.
And so now it's basically been finding my limits and the great staff at Anytime helping me out, because I'm still working out. And they're just helping me along the way.
You just had to modify it.
Modified my practice, my exercises and stuff, so I can still hang out with the group sessions and mm-hmm. all that. I've lost some weight, lost a couple pounds in the past few weeks, always feels good. For me, I think the number one thing, personally, is the movement. I can move around now. My back doesn't hurt as much. My leg, like, I'm doing squats in these classes. I'm surprising myself.
Yeah. Feel a little more energetic for sure.
Yeah.
After doing these, you kind of realize that your limits are more than you may have thought they were. Because I know, speaking personally, I've never been one to be working out in a gym setting or anything. So, I mean, I've never done a whole lot of weight training and cardio specific training, different things like that. So this has been something pretty much totally new for me.
And it's great because there's a lot of totally new people as well, too.
Yeah.
Like, and that, like the best part about these group things is you're doing it in a group. We're meeting so many people. And, like, everybody's so positive and happy. Like, on Monday, there were 12 of us. It was crazy.
It was a huge group out Monday. Yeah.
Which means a lot of people are discovering, you know, that these group things are super fun to do. And you got to check them out at any time. I love the group team building that we do.
It is fun.
Yeah. Because you're still working out, but you're also laughing and having, you're racing against one another. Like, we had that tug of war that we just got demolished.
Yeah, we got crushed.
What's your favorite exercise?
Boy, you know, there are different things. Skaters are good.
Yeah.
I can throw out the jazz hands when I'm doing the skaters.
We call it the Lindy Hop.
Yeah. But some of the other things, I mean, even the kettlebell snatches, things like that are just, you know, they're fun.
Yeah, it's like when I go to the gym, I just lift weights. Like, I've always just done that. I just lift weights. I'm not, mm-hmm. like, functional fitness is what you would call it. And that's what this group session is. It's, you don't expect to go there and be like, on an Olympic platform or anything. You're having fun. You're moving around. You're loosening up. You're getting stronger, getting fitter.
Exactly.
And you're doing it with us, too. That's my favorite part. So many people coming and just hanging out with us that listen to the show.
It's like, who are these two knuckleheads here? Oh, it's those guys.
We set a pretty low bar. So, if Reader and I can do it, yeah. Anybody can.
Well, and that's part of it, too. You know, if you are someone like, say, myself, who hasn't done it before, it can be kind of daunting. But mm-hmm. when you're in that group setting, you're in with everybody. We're all in it together.
You got all of us to go with you along this journey, too. So if you want more information, you can head over to Anytime Fitness. Open anytime.
Yeah.
So you can find out how you can get in these group classes. In fact, Travis Stewart is going to be joining us in group classes as well.
He's joining the crew as well.
So come on, join myself and Reader and Travis Stewart. Basically, we're trying to convert everyone here at work to come work out with
one
us.
One of us.
Nick's really into fermenting things. Reader is trying to get copper coil from the station engineer.
More hits, more favorites.
Fox FM.
I want to give a special shout out to my grandma. Mm-hmm. She listens to Fox FM in the mornings, and we were talking about this. Her name is Erica.
Yeah.
And you were saying it's not very typical grandma name.
No. I guess, you know, you think of grandmas and you think more older traditional names, and Erica's just one of those names that sounds kind of younger.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's the greatest grandma, so she's got a cool name. But yeah, I do agree that there are names that you have to grow into. Like, imagine being, like, in kindergarten and your name is Hazel.
Yeah.
Or like, sure,
but, you know, some of those names are making comebacks now.
That's true. A lot of the old school names are making a huge comeback. What about, like, Maud or Georgia? You know, like, there's some names that just work for grandmas, but not for young people.
I don't think there are a lot of Herberts.
Yeah, even for guys, too. You know? I have a friend named Myron. Imagine being named Myron when you're 5 years old.
Yeah. Like, there are some names that just lend themselves to sound like older names.
That's true. Maybe it's because of just, like, the generation.
I think so.
It's a generational thing. All these baby boomers, they got these old people names. What would be, like, our version of names, though? Because, like, we have Apple Paltrow, or I guess Apple Martin, because he's Chris Martin's kid.
Yeah. I don't know, I'm just thinking of, like, a lot of names today where someday they're going to be grandparents.
Yeah, like, imagine, because the way that they name people with, like, pop culture names as well, too. Imagine having a grandma named Daenerys or something.
After Game of Thrones. That would be odd.
A lot of people name their kids after Game of Thrones characters.
This is my grandpa Negan. My dad was a big Walking Dead fan, you know.
We tell Fox FM's Nick and Reader apart.
Reader is the one with the hat.
More hits, more favorites.
Fox FM.
Nick und Reader.
Or Nick avec Reader, or Nick a Reader.
That's right.
En français.
So Starbucks, I've been doing this. I miss coffee. I miss coffee a lot, Reader.
You're torturing yourself.
Spent a lot of time looking at pictures of cute dogs to keep myself cheered up. I also look at pictures of coffee. Yeah, you laugh now.
Oh, wow.
Starbucks has got three new drinks out. You know how Starbucks has pumpkin spice? Mm-hmm. That's like fall. For a lot of people, fall means pumpkin spice.
The pumpkin spice obsession.
Very much so. Starbucks doesn't have that for spring and summer.
No, I guess, did they have what for Christmas time?
Got like a
candy cane kind of thing or peppermint?
Eggnog latte maybe? Or something like that. I think that's what it is. Not sure.
Okay.
I can't drink coffee anymore, Reader. So they're trying to like get on that spring, summer bandwagon. They got three new drinks right now. I want to tell you. They got the hazelnut, mocha, coca milk, macchiato. Am I even speaking English?
You're just stringing words together at this point.
Cinnamon almond milk macchiato as well. That sounds pretty good. Cinnamon almond milk macchiato.
Hmm.
But here's the one. You know, remember the unicorn frappuccino they had?
Mm-hmm,
they got another one of those abominations coming out. The strawberry honey blossom cream frappuccino. It's pink. It does not look healthy at all. And I'm like, I'm not the expert on health, but a couple of those and you're going straight to diabetes town.
I don't know. That to me, that would be like going to a restaurant and saying, I'll have the fried chicken Big Mac onion ring pizza, please.
Just everything
you can put together in one thing.
Well, when was the last time you ordered something at a Starbucks?
Never.
Usually,
I shouldn't say never, but it would be years. And it was like a frozen lemonade kind of thing.
I'm terrible. Every time I go to the West Coast, because Starbucks is really prevalent out there, more than Tim Hortons.
Well, that's where it's from.
Yeah, it's just easier to get out there. And I just order a large coffee or a tall coffee or whatever.
Did they stare at you like you've just asked a silly question when you simply ask for a coffee?
Well, at first they're probably like, who's this normie coming into Starbucks over here? I bet you he's going to make jokes about the French and Italian mix of all of our drink names. And
we want you to complicate that order. Come on.
Large coffee. I can't even get that now, though. Maybe, I wonder if there's any caffeine in the strawberry honey blossom cream frappuccino. I'll tell you what there is. Sugar.
Oh, I bet.
Nick and Reader on Fox FM.
One's like the kid in grade school that ate worms.
The other ate paste.
Kind of gross, right? More hits, more favorites.
Fox FM.
So, Reader, I want to talk to you about massages. Have you ever gotten a massage?
I have.
What did you think?
It was good. It felt good afterwards. You know, I got my my neck and my back worked on at one time, and then another time I got my legs worked on.
Your neck, your back. Can't finish that song on the radio.
Nope.
I've never gotten a massage.
Really?
Yes. And it's for a lot of reasons. I mean, it's a stranger touching you. That's a thing that I can't get around. I don't know if I'm supposed to go fully naked for a massage or if I'm supposed to wear pants or just underpants.
Well, if you're getting your neck and your back worked on, you can keep your pants on.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
The biggest thing, though, is why I hesitate to do massages or yoga or things of that ilk. To put it politely, I don't ever want to be a point in my life where I'm so relaxed that I lose control and I accidentally fart.
Well, I've done yoga on several occasions, and I've been fortunate in that that hasn't happened for me. Not saying that it never would, but it hasn't yet.
I just feel I will never be that relaxed, and I don't want to be that relaxed. Because I would just be mortified. I'm really good at... I'm like the Wilt Chamberlain of embarrassing myself in public. I just don't want that to ever happen.
I don't know. It's one of those things that I think when you get into a situation like that, it might come with the territory. Especially when you're doing, say, exercise or yoga, where you're moving yourself into different positions and sometimes things just happen.
There's a calming effect in yoga and stuff like that. That's what I'm worried about. Same with massages. You're relaxed. You're calm. Just don't want to throw it out there.
All are welcome. All are welcome.
I'm still not going to get a massage yet. And plus, I also don't want to get into that bracket where, like, I have a massage and then I'm like, now I got to have a massage every couple weeks because that's the thing that fixes whatever's wrong with me.
Catch Nick and Reader Monday to Friday mornings on Fox FM.
I like that.